Yes, indeed. I shall never forget it, smiled Anne, touching the heavy braid of her hair that was wound about her shapely head. I laugh a little now, sometimes when I think what a worry my hair used to be to me. But I don't laugh much, because it was a very real trouble then. I did suffer terribly over my hair and my freckles. My freckles are really gone, and people are nice enough to tell me my hair is auburn now, all but Josie Pye. She informed me yesterday that she really thought it was redder than ever, or at least my black dress made it look redder, and she asked me if people who had red hair ever got used to having it. Marilla, I've almost decided to give up trying to like Josie Pye. I've made what I once would have called a heroic effort to like her, but Josie Pye won't be liked.
Josie is a Pye, said Marilla sharply. So she can't help being disagreeable. I suppose people of that kind serve some useful purpose in society. But I must say I don't know what it is any more than I know the use of thistles. Is Josie going to teach?
No, she is going back to Queens next year. So are Moody Spurgeon and Charlie Sloane. Jane and Ruby are going to teach, and they both got schools. Jane at Newbridge and Ruby at some place up west.